morning, everyone. Welcome to the 420.org. You got your man Shaquem Ali right here. It's Friday, man. And welcome to episode 2, The Wake and Bake. How y'all doing this morning? I hope everybody's having a great morning. I hope everybody's doing well. It's a blessing to be here today to share some things on my podcast, you know, with my people. So just sit back, relax for the next 45 minutes. We're just going to talk and jam. We're going to jam and we're going to talk. I have some questions. Maybe somebody has answers. Maybe you have some questions. You can check me out. In a little bit, I'll give you my Facebook, Instagram, TikTok account. Go on, you can chime, vibe, and follow me. But for the most part, I'm just your laid-back kind of guy. This is The Wake and Bake on the 420.org. Look, get your coffee, roll your blunt, and let's talk about it. You dig? So, there's a lot of shit going on, man. This Puff Daddy thing, man. His predicament is getting progressively worse. The Bad Boy founder has been denied bail twice. He has been sent to Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center and is awaiting trial. Sources of People magazine have reported that allegedly he's been placed on suicide watch at the detention center. It is not known yet how long the mongrel has been on suicide watch. It has been alleged that, however, he's in shock. Shock. That's a big word, man. Shock. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not, is it really shock or is it fear? Is it shock or is it fear? Because I think it's more a little bit of shock, but more fear than anything, you know, because I think the young man knows that he fucked up. You know, it's nothing wrong with being freaky in your own aspect of how you want to do things, but sometimes shit can get out of control. You know what I'm saying? Shit can get out of control, and that makes it kind of, you know, not good, you know, when you don't know how to keep your business, when you don't know how to keep your business, you know, I mean, if you're going to be a freak, and, you know, be a freak, do your thing, but the allegations that are being brought against this guy, if they're true and you're doing those things, man, look, to each his own. I know people have done shit probably worse than what this nigga done did. But that's their business. That's their business. But in this case, he putting his shit out there in public. You know, it's like you're trying to force this type of behavior down our throat just to enjoy, for you to get off. And in the process, you're using the hip-hop platform to do these things, which now I feel that with this kind of shit and all the speculations on the societies and the secret societies and the shit that's going on, I think that they've ruined the hip-hop industry. I think hip-hop is ruined as we know it. You know, all this talk about gatekeepers and shit like that, and then artists coming up dead. And, you know, it's cliche. It's fucked up. It's what it is. You know, I at one point in life I did respect the hip hop industry. I really respected hip-hop industry when we had artists that were respectable. You no longer have respectable artists anymore. We have disrespectful artists. And then that too is helping to fuck up hip hop, the nation. You know, everything that the greats created. I mean, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Afrika Bambaataa, KRS-One, LL Cool J, Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, and the list goes on and on as far as respectable artists go. Only to be torn down by these new wave rappers that don't give a fuck, that just disrespectful. Man, it's just fucked up, you know. But times change. We can't all stay on that GNX level forever, you know. But thanks to technology, half that shit out there that's playing on the radio nowadays, I don't even listen to, because I prefer to go back and listen to the shit that I grew up in the hip hop nation with, you know, when rappers rapped about things, when they told stories, when there was no homosexual shit in the rap, no cussing, no talking about degrading women. None of that shit, man. There's no more creativity. The creativity was lost. And the question is, in the hip-hop nation, how do we get it back? How do we get the creativity back? That's the $100,000 question. Will we ever be able to get it, create real creativity back? Now, granted, there are some artists out there, new age, that are highly talented, that I really rock with, you know, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, you know, artists like that, man. I mean, they rap, they tell a story. They're the new age, old school. They tell a story in their rap, you know. And some of these artists, man, I'm gonna be just straight up honest with you, are straight garbage. It's fucking garbage. So, I don't know, man. It's just a fucked up situation, man. It's just a fucked up situation. And when does it end? We're sitting here vibing this morning on the 420.org talking about this P. Diddy thing and the destruction of hip-hop and how this negativity shit is bringing the hip-hop nation to its knees. Eventually, to its demise with the shit that's going on. You know, when does it stop? And how can we get the real hip hop back? How can we get the real hip hop nation back? And disassociate ourselves with the negative bullshit that's going on within the hip hop nation right now. How do we do it? How do we do it? That's the $100,000 question. But we have to continue to press on. We have to continue to press on. This Diddy situation, my opinion, I think that honestly the man had something to do with the death, the unaliving of Tupac Shakur, the unaliving of Christopher Wallace, unaliving of Craig Mack. And from that, I think it's going to open up a can of worms, and I think everybody's about to just start, you know, it's about to be exposed, you know. I think everybody's about to be exposed. So, brother, all I can say is the charges, the amount of charges that they have against you, you being a black man, this being an election year, brother, I hope you got a lot of money put up, and I hope you have good lawyers, because seriously, they're going to try to put your ass away, man. You see what they did to R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. They're not playing with you, you motherfuckers, man. They is not playing with y'all. That's why I don't understand cats like you, like Puffy and shit, man. You got millions and billions, but you just want to act like you the goddamn godfather. You could just, man, these industry people, these white people don't want to see that shit, man. They do not want to see that shit. But you continue to gloat like that, man, you know. Frank Lucas said it in the movie. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. So, you tell me. You tell me. Right here live with your man Shaquem Ali, the God, a.k.a. Cornbread, on the 420.org. This is the Wake and Bake Edition. Friday. It's the weekend, baby. Get up, get you a cup of coffee, roll you a fat one. Let's wake and bake. And we're just talking, shooting the shit. Peace out to my man's DJ Premier. The background bumping the instrumentals this morning. It's a Gangstar type of morning, you dig? But I hope everybody's having a wonderful morning. I certainly am. I certainly am. We're just talking about some random news and entertainment world, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of shit going on, you know. But mainly everybody seems to be speaking on this Puffy shit, but you gotta be careful because that's the distraction. That is the distraction. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, the 2024 presidential race is in full effect. And I've seen and heard from parties on both sides. Man, y'all are actually out here talking mad shit. Y'all actually out here talking mad shit about these candidates who are running for president, you know. Now, I don't like to get all political and shit, you dig, but it seems to me that in my 56 years on this planet, the earth, that Allah has allowed me to see. As far back as I can remember, presidents and voting and things that we need to sustain in life on this earth. I've never seen a president do what they said that they were going to do. I've never seen a politician do what they said they were going to do. Let that just soak in for a minute. I've never seen a politician do anything that they said they were going to do just to get my vote. Mm-hmm. See, that's the game. They pacify you. They pacify you. Get you to vote for them. They give you a little bit. Once you vote them, give them your vote, and they get into what they want. They don't do anything to benefit you or any of us. It's cliche because a lot of people want to say that they don't do anything for black people. No, they're not doing anything for the human race at all. Not just for black people, but for the human race. Might not seem like it, but they're not doing anything. That's the game. That's the political game. Now, my biggest question to a lot of people, and I understand, you know, you have your right, your choice, you have your opinion and your rights to vote for whoever you want to vote for. That's the democratic process. But my question is, for the people that despise and hate Kamala, for the people who don't like her, we already know the people who don't like Donald Trump. And now, we know why nobody likes Donald Trump. But Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, what has she done to you? What the fuck did she do to you to make you so irritated and mad that you don't like her, you don't support her? I'm curious to know, because I have a lot of friends on my timelines and shit, man, and they talk mad shit about Kamala and the things that, you know, apparently that she's done. I tried to explain to people, in my opinion, I'm not looking at it as a political aspect. I'm not looking at it from a political aspect. I am looking at this from a historical aspect. My 56 years on this earth, I can say that I've seen a black president. Now I would like to see a female president. Will she do anything for the people? I doubt it. Never, like I said earlier, I've never seen a president do what they said they were going to do once they got in office. Not even Obama did what he said he was going to do. So, do I think she's going to do something for anybody? Not. But we argue with each other about that shit. What is crazy? We argue about that shit. And I listen to some of these people on TikTok arguing back and forth about these people who absolutely gives zero fucks about the people. They just want the title. They want the title. Bottom line. And the way I feel about Donald Trump is, it's a game for him. This is a joke. America is a joke. America is a joke. Let me tell you what America is. And I was born and raised here. Lived here all of my life. People come here. I see people come here for a better life. But in actuality, all of the United States is, we're just a high-class third world country. Got people who want to be dictators and they want to rule like Hitler over here, but for some reason we won't let them. They want to because they're here, you know. Politics and bullshit run hand in hand, and that's my two cents on politics and this race. You know, so to cap it and sum it up and recap it, doesn't matter who wins, doesn't matter who becomes the next president, nobody's gonna do anything for us. We have to do for ourselves. And once we get that mentality, man, we will soar. But for some reason, my people want shit for free. My people feel like somebody owes us something. Nobody owes us anything, man. Once Allah wakes you in the morning and you're breathing, and you can stand above ground and not 6 feet under the ground, nobody owes you anything. You owe Allah for waking you up. Everything else is up to you, what you go get. Now, if you allow these little bullshit ass rules that are set in place by man to stop you from living your life, is something seriously wrong with you. You are a very weak individual. So don't live by society's timeline. Make your own fucking timeline. Live your own fucking life and enjoy it. No one should be miserable in life. No one. But we allow the timeline of society to fucking weigh us down. Oh, well, I need to have this done by the time I'm such. Man, fuck that. Live your life. Because you only get one. You don't get a do-over. You don't get a remake. So, live your life. These rules that man has put in place are designed to keep you just where you are. Miserable. Don't be miserable. Smoke good weed and say fuck it. Go live your life. Smoke good weed, say fuck it, and go live your life. That's the only way to go, man. That's the only way to go. That's the only way. But good luck to both candidates that's running for president. This shit is going to be funny. It's going to be interesting because, you know, the Republicans seem like they just can't get it right. They done tried to unalive old boy twice, and both times has been miserably failed, unsuccessful. So, we know they can't shoot straight, so, but they on kind trying to take this dude out. But, you know, like I said, good luck to both candidates running for the president of the United States in 2024. Come November, it's going to be a trip. This is the 420.org. You got your man Shaquem Ali God, a.k.a. Cornbread, right here on episode 2 of Wake and Bake. You dig what I'm saying? You dig what I'm saying? So, now, another subject that I want to get on. Y'all pardon me because this subject might be a little touchy. And this subject tends to make one talk shit. But we're going to talk about these Dallas Cowboys. And the performance that they put on last Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. They shot them down. Shot their ass down up here in AT&T. And now, when we talk about the Cowboys, man, this is a touchy subject here, man. It's a touchy motherfucking subject. First thing, expect the Dallas Cowboys to be the Dallas Cowboys. Expect the Dallas Cowboys to be the motherfucking Dallas Cowboys. You're in, you're out, this is what we get. And I honestly, truly, and believe that our number one problem with the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Jerry is the motherfucking problem. Ever since we let Jimmy Johnson get away from us, we have been the miscreants of the NFL. We have played so repugnantly, it kind of makes your stomach hurt sometimes. You have to go take a motherfucking Alka-Seltzer or something to calm down. If it wasn't for THC, broccoli, and gardening, and marijuana, it would be really, really ugly. But at some point, you just got to say, fuck it. You know, but ever since Jerry Jones took ownership of the Dallas Cowboys back then, he has literally fucked up this whole program. Dig what I'm saying? The best thing going was when we had Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy came in and did the unthinkable. He took a lousy team and turned them into filet mignon, top notch. And had he stuck around, we would have had way more Super Bowl trophies than the Patriots, than the Chiefs, than all of these motherfuckers. We would have been the number to beat had Jimmy Johnson stayed. But Jimmy left because why? Jerry mishandled the prize package. He mishandled the prize package. Jimmy was the prize package. Jerry mishandled him. So therefore, Jimmy said, fuck you. I'm out. And told him, you'll never win another Super Bowl. Man, that was almost 30 years ago. We can't even get to the motherfucking playoffs correct. I believe it's the Jimmy Johnson curse. And I thought it would have been lifted when he put him in the Ring of Honor. But no, that curse is not lifted. That curse is still hanging over us. And it's going to be hanging over us, I believe, until Jerry Jones decides to move his franchise or either sell this motherfucker and get on. Me personally, I know he's not going to sell it with his net worth. So I opt. Move. Take your ass. Move to Arlington. Move to Arlington. That's where you play at. That's where your stadium is. You can be the Arlington Cowboys. Because to be honest with you, I love my city. And the Dallas, they deserve so much better. So much better. So, if anybody's listening to this podcast and can get the message to Mr. Jerry Jones, tell him that I invite him to have a sit down and answer my questions, because I'm not going to ask questions that you would get from your mainstream media and mainstream reporters, mainline, you know, your common reporters. I'm going to ask you some deep shit if you care to answer. But it is what it is, though. This is the 420.org, episode 2, Wake and Bake, with your man Shaquem Ali, the God, aka Cornbread. You can catch me on Instagram at Cornbread2017. You can catch me on Facebook, Shaquem Ali. Or you can get with me on the X, Shaquem Ali, the God. Right now we have a little bit of old school hip hop bumping in the background, and it's Friday morning. I'm just trying to get you ready for your day. Because it's the weekend. This is the Wake and Bake Show. And it's nothing like starting your day off right with a little broccoli. In other news around the world. Oh man, shit. There's so much shit going on right now. Condolences to the Jackson family. Tito Jackson passed away a few days ago. My condolences. We losing stars, man. Man, one of my idols and voiceovers, man, James Earl Jones. Oh man. His voice will forever be iconic. I mean, you know his voice when you hear it. You know that's James Earl Jones. I am a King Jaffe Jofa, ruler of Zamunda. Never forget that lion, man. Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. America, how are you doing this morning? How are you guys doing mentally? It feels really good when you have a special individual in your life that asks you on a daily, how are you doing mentally, physically? That is, I think, very intimate. And I love that shit. I do. Because I have a woman that's in my life. And look, it don't get no better. It don't get no better. This woman, me and her, we got a motherfucking plan. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. That's all I'm gonna say about that. That's all. Excuse me. All I'm gonna say about that. Yeah. So I know she's probably listening to my podcast, but big kisses going out. Man, this jam right here, when it came out, this bump hard. This right here went hard, man. Yeah. So, anyways, and then after the game on Sunday, big ups to my New Orleans folks, man. Y'all showed that over there in Arlington, Texas. I'm not even mad at y'all, because I'm with the second line. You see what I'm saying? You know, I was salty that y'all whooped our ass in football, but hey, man, like I said, expect the Cowboys to be the Cowboys. But hats off, big shout outs to my New Orleans folks, man. I can't wait to get down there to kick it with y'all. Last time I was in New Orleans, man, it was like a year ago for the Essence Fest, man. I was out there, man. I kicked it like a motherfucker. But every time I go to the NO, I have a blast, man. So, speaking of New Orleans, seems like a lot of people are salty, man, and upset because Lil Wayne was not chosen by the NFL to do the halftime show. Instead, they chose Kendrick Lamar. And not too many people are really happy about that, you know. You know, I'm going to give my opinion on this. And we waking and baking, so, you know, pretty much everything we say is truth from the heart. But my take on that situation is that Lil Wayne is a legend. Always will be a legend. Will be a legend. I respect him. Hats off to that man, because he's a hell of an artist. You know, he knows how to move a crowd. He knows how to be an entertainer. And he's not with all that flaky shit that's been going on. Whoop, whoop, whoop. His name is never in that kind of shit. So, hats off. Lil Wayne is a legend. New Orleans, that's your legend. And he's made an impact on the world. He's a great artist. Now, you have to understand that venues like the NFL, platforms like the NFL, and, you know, big platforms, Super Bowl committees and shit like that, when they looking at these artists to decide, okay, we have to choose between Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar. Okay. for the people that are upset because they did not choose Lil Wayne, let me see if I can explain it like this. Okay. It's not that they think less of Lil Wayne. It's not that they think less of him. But platforms like that, they want what's hot right now, at the moment. They want what's hot right now, at the moment. Because what's hot right now at the moment is gonna have motherfuckers turning on their TVs and tuning in and buying tickets. That's what they want. It's about the dollar bill. It's not about the better artist and who's better or whatnot and whatnot. You know, Kendrick Lamar is a hell of a motherfucking artist. Right now, he's fucking hot. It's almost Super Bowl time, and he's on a roll. He's one of the hottest artists out here right now, I feel. You know, and I've always rocked Kendrick Lamar, even when he was on the Super Bowl with Dre Nim. When Dre did the Super Bowl, I always felt that Kendrick Lamar was a very unique and talented artist. He brought something different to the table. You can see what I'm saying. He brought something different. He brought a different type of hype to the game. And he elevated it. So, it's not, they're not saying that Lil Wayne is not good enough and whatnot, but the NFL and the committee, they want what's hot right now. You know. And to be honest with you, you know, Louise ain't putting nothing out here lately. He doesn't have anything that's banging. To the effect of the one diss song that really just shot Kendrick over the fucking moon. You dig? Because, I mean, I've never heard a motherfucker make a diss song, make a nigga just sell all three of his houses and move back to his fucking country. I ain't never seen a nigga rap do that kind of shit. If it happened like that, because I haven't heard a comeback from Drake after that They Not Like Us jam. I have not heard, man, really, it's nothing that you can say, Drake. It's nothing that you can say. I don't blame you. Hey, man, hush your mouth. Because a lot of stuff come out about you. You know, with the ghostwriters and people writing your lyrics and that mumble, mumble, rap, rap, rap type of rap that you're doing, you know. But people like, you know, he got his fan. Respect. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, I think that's the reason why they chose Kendrick over Lil Wayne, because Kendrick is hot right now. Lil Wayne is nowhere near hot as Kendrick right now. I mean, you're hearing this cat's music on the radio like every 3 to 4 minutes across the country on different various radio stations. You're not hearing Lil Wayne like that. So, it's all right though, New Orleans. It's all right though. Y'all just, you know, Super Bowl's gonna be a blast down there, man. Hey, look, I'm gonna be down there and we gonna party. Matter of fact, I may broadcast my episode from down there, but we're gonna turn up for the Super Bowl, and I want everybody to come hang out and vibe with me for this 1 hour of talk that we do. It's wake and bake. You dig what I'm saying? So everybody just come on, vibe with me, and we're gonna do it. It matters who's in the Super Bowl. I can tell you who won't be in that motherfucker. It won't be the Dallas Cowboys. Cause as long as Jerry's our owner, we ain't gonna see no more Super Bowls. So you're hearing that from a die-hard fan as long as Jerry Jones is the owner. We will not see any more parts of the Super Bowl. I said what I said, and I'm going to keep on saying. You know. I was looking at an article, man. The Method Man, my man, another great artist, you know, he's slamming Diddy for the downfall, being a part of the downfall of hip hop. And just like I said earlier in the show, the shit that they're doing is causing the demise and downfall of hip hop. You know, you. Anytime you start seeing, when you start seeing R&B artists and hip hop artists flipping over going to country, it's a problem down in there somewhere. It is a problem down in there somewhere. Can we do? We can sit back and let's just see how this turn out. Me personally, I think a lot of this shit is about to be funny as fuck. Cause it's so much speculation out there about shit that's going on with Puff Daddy, and now they saying Jay-Z, and you got T.D. Jakes up in there, and all these motherfuckers, man, you know, you got all these motherfuckers up in there, and it's like, were y'all really doing this kind of shit, you know? But my man Arnaz J, though, he made a point. He did a clip on TikTok, and this is the first time I've ever seen Arnaz J, the comedian, serious. He was like super serious about this shit. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, but he was serious about the shit, man. And I was trying to find that clip where he was talking. Y'all gotta hear this shit, man. This shit is crazy. It's a trip. Give me one second, man, and I'm gonna find this clip, man. And before this time's over too, we're gonna talk about Jaguar Wright, man, because she is going off. So I found the clip. I'm gonna play the clip, and here's the clip. Here's Arnaz J.
What he did. See, the problem is y'all act like he's the only one that does it. The whole bunch of shit y'all know what happened. Now he can't lie about it because now it's been shown. But what people do when they lie, they try to come up with a story to make you feel pity for them. If you should have said that the first time, what you did, but you know there was a camel running. And you beat that girl the way you beat her. And I know you know me. But I can give a damn. My heart don't pump no water. But they should do. What they should have done, put your butt naked, laid you on your stomach, open up your booty hole, pour some honey in it, and get a bag of red ants to go off in that bad boy. That's what I feel. Women are not meant to be hidden. They are not meant to be beat upon. Most men, you're stronger than the woman anyway. If you're not doing well with her, leave that woman. It's called a do-over. There's a lot more women out there, just like there's a lot more men out there. Stay with P. Diddy, what he did.
Yeah. My man's on the SJ, man. Real talk. But red ants, oh man, See what I'm saying? Some wicked shit going on in the entertainment industry, man. But it is what it is. You're chilling. The 420.org. You got your man Shaquem Ali God here, aka Cornbread. Sitting here on episode 2. Wake and bake. Get you a cup of coffee, roll you up a blunt. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday morning. We up. We breathing. We living. Don't let society's idea of a timeline control your life. Go make your money, do your thing. Just make it positive. Just do right by yourself. And that's how we gonna vibe. Yeah. It's almost 9 o'clock here in Houston, Texas, 8:58. Top of the hour. The weather, well, it's just hot. Texas, this time of the year, is just fucking hot. You know? But I'm a native Dallas. I'm from Dallas, from Oak Cliff, Texas. But I live now, reside in the Houston, Texas area. But the difference, I think, between Dallas and Houston's heat is Houston has the humidity. They have the humidity, where Dallas is not so humid. But Houston, yeah, very, very humid. But it's a beautiful place. It's a cool place to live, man. It's a lot of cool cats out here. And, it's in its own way, it's a vibe. It's a vibe in its own way. You know, so sitting here right now in the studio, 420.org. I am currently being harassed by my grandchild, my granddaughter. She is harassing me. I think it's time for breakfast because they're out of school today and she is like staring me down, looking at me like, Papa, I want something. I'm gonna find out what it is. As soon as we finish this little podcast of 420.org, episode 2, Wake and Bake. Get you a cup of coffee, roll you up a blunt. It's Friday again, as I said. But I just want to say this. Let's stop the hate towards each other. My people, if we just stop hating and come together, do you understand how much control we could have instead of sitting up here bickering and backering back and forth behind an election for somebody who's not going to do anything for us? What we could do for ourselves, my people, we have to stop hating each other. We have to stop being so evil toward one another, so shiesty toward one another, until we come together as a people. But just think, man, if we come together all as one, we will whoop their asses, man. We will take over. But we can't do it if we don't come together. But we gotta learn how to love ourselves before we can start learning to love anyone else. So, with that being said, man, hey, man, this hour has been bomblicious, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the Wake and Bake episode of the 420.org. This is the part of the show, man, where I want to give shout-outs. I want to give shout-outs. And I don't have a lot, but I have friends. I have people that actually listen, follow. So if you're listening, please follow. Please share my content. And I vibe like this every week. Every Friday, I vibe like this. It's every Friday you're going to get the Wake and Bake edition. You know, this is a 420 friendly show. You know, this is a 420 friendly show, and shit, you can't talk about it here. Where else can you talk about it at? Or at least listen. Cause I think a lot of the shit that I'm speaking on this show, yeah, I think a lot of people is on the same level with me, they're vibing with me. You know? But I just look at things for what they really are. Call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever. You can't tell me that trash can over there is blue and I'm supposed to believe. No, I'm gonna go investigate that trash can and see if the motherfucker is actually blue. Cause it lying to be black up under the blue, if you dig what I'm saying. Get the facts, check everything out. Don't ride on a situation because of the majority of the people riding on that. Ride on it for your own reason. Follow your own reason. Be your own self. Like I said, fuck society's timeline and expectations of what you should have. Only you know what you want and what you need. And Allah. So go get it. Don't let these little knick-knack laws that man has put in place distort you from getting and living the only life that you're going to have. Happy. Just my two cents. Say, man, it's been great vibing with y'all for this last hour. You know, may the best man win. Keep your motherfucking heads up. On the swivel, I always watch your back, and it'll be all right. So, man, I want to shout out to Cynthia Garcia. My love. I want to shout out to her family. I want to shout out to my family. My grandbabies, my daughters, my children, my brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews. I'm going to give a best shout out to Collins, Josephs, Englishes, old nine out there. My man, my Mijo out in West Texas, Merrick. Big shout out. Papa loves you. Big shout out to his family. May Allah watch over him. Everybody that I'm shouting out to. Big shout outs to Oak Cliff. Big shout outs to Trey Overton, my hood. Big shout outs to South Oak Cliff, class of 86. Big shout out to them Golden Bears on the way back to the state. Big shout out to all of my brothers of the blue and white, Phi Beta Sigma. Big shout out to all of my sisters. I say my Sarahs. You're looking good today. Zeta Phi Beta. My brothers out there traveling to the east, as well as my sisters. Big shout out to all of the people that are striving to try to wake up America and get this back on track. I believe it can get back on track, but we're going to have to make a lot of changes for this to get back on track. Big shout outs to the people who are motivating. Big shout out. Now this next shout out is a serious one. Big shout out to every corrections officer across the country. You don't get the due diligence that you're due. Big shout out to those people that go in there every day, put their life on the line to make sure the guys that have been incarcerated stay their asses there and don't come out. So big shout out to every corrections officer across the country. Stay safe. Do your job well. Always be alert. Don't get complacent. Work smart, not hard. Big shout outs to everybody, man. All my new people listening to 420. Big shout outs. Thank you. I really appreciate you tuning in, listening. Because that's all we do, is just talk, man, and just talk. Cool out, listen to some music, man, smoke some weed, drink some coffee. That's what we call it, the Wake and Bake Show. But that's what we do. You understand? Now, I'm getting ready to go have a wonderful day. It's Friday, like I say. Ain't no telling what's going on. We got a big game coming. Oh, another shout out. Shout out, big shout out to all the HBCU. Big shout out especially to Prairie View A&M University. Big shout outs to Grambling State University. We will have the match off next weekend in Dallas, Texas at the Cotton Bowl, 6 o'clock. Kickoff time. Be there. I'll be there. We're going to go out there. And if you've never been, it's an experience. So you get the fair and the game and the whole nine yards. So, yeah, big shout out to PVU, A&M, and GSU. It's about to go down, you know. And if you've never watched black college marching bands, man, look, I'm just going to drop some out there. You can go on YouTube, look them up, just listen. But Prairie View, Texas Southern University, Jackson State University, Southern University. Now, I'm coming from the SWAC because I'm SWAC. But there are a lot of other HBCUs that are outside of the SWAC. So the ones that I'm mentioning right now are all SWAC related. So, yeah. Grambling State University. Arkansas Pine Bluff University. Mississippi Valley State University. Go on YouTube. Google them. Look at their bands, man. It's amazing. The sound, amazing. The power, amazing. I had the opportunity just a few weeks ago to attend the Pepsi National Battle of the Bands. And it was really good. It was really good. All of the bands did an excellent job, man. They all sounded fantastic, man. Every band there sounded great, you know. However, I only had one problem with that Pepsi National Battle of the Bands. It's an awesome event. I think either the roof of NRG should have been open, because the acoustics inside the NRG, with the power of those bands, when they blow, it's like the sound is just bouncing from boom, 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 boom. And it's hard to hear music when the sound is hitting you, coming right back at you, bouncing off the wall. You know, it's like an adverse effect, an echo. I think maybe next year, open the roof all the way so the sound can go. Because actually, man, a Battle of the Bands really would be awesome if it was in an outdoor event or a venue. Yeah, outdoor, because the sound is so much powerful and so much different, so much fuller when you hear it outside versus inside of a dome. So it's just my two cents. But the Battle of the Bands, man, it was awesome, man. If you got a chance to go there, I know you enjoyed it, because I know I enjoyed it. So big hats off to Pepsi for sponsoring the National Battle of the Bands. Big hat off to all of the contestants, man. Tennessee State, Tuskegee, man, these was universities that I've never seen before. You know, so big shout outs to them, man. Big shout outs to them, man. Awesome job. Houston, you did a fantastic job hosting it. Man, great job. So, man, this has been 420.org, episode 2, Wake and Bake. I'm your host, Shaquem Malik God, aka Cornbread. Y'all know me. Y'all can follow me. Instagram, TikTok. Instagram, Cornbread 2017. Facebook, Shaquem Ali. TikTok, Shaquem Ali. Just go in there, follow me, check me out, support my content. I hope y'all like it. I speak to my mind, you know I do. I talk shit, I will clown, but why? And I can have fun talking to the people. Y'all stay 100, man. It's been real. Peace and blessings. I'm gonna do a lot. Y'all have a safe day, safe weekend. Enjoy it. Be back next week on the Wake and Bake Show.
Shower, devour at a crazy rate.